Auto Weird FM.
So, okay, hello everybody. We're here at Socrates 2017 and we're doing a live recording and we have a guest on the show. So, why don't you just introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Bonnie. I'm a developer currently working in Munich and I'm very excited to be here at Socrates and to find out what these guys are doing here because they won't tell me.
No, we'll do in a minute.
I think we should switch.
You already switched the microphone. So,
of course.
We are doing a show about a session about podcasting and why we got into it. And I think you asked us what our podcast is all about. So the listeners,
fair question.
Fair question. The listeners probably already know, but we repeat it anyway. So the podcast is basically about software development and software craftsmanship and agile stuff. We started out with pretty technical things like what's new in TypeScript and stuff like that. But we then realized that soft topics work better for us. For example, we had something about should I wear a shirt at the customer or as a developer, can I come in a way whatever I like? Mm-hmm. That's basically the topic. And we usually sit down at his place or at my place and have some beer, and then it's like a
conversation, more or less a casual conversation. That it started the way we for reasons we met in a bar and solved software problems again.
This is the beginning to many stories.
Yeah, and then we thought, maybe it would be fun if we just put a microphone in the middle, and then the next time we just put a microphone in the middle and we talked and it sounded not that bad and people started to like it, at least some. They didn't hate it at first. So we just started it and we didn't think about it that much. So we basically every 2 weeks we produce something about something in the broader topic of software development.
Another question, if I may. And all your new fans. Auto Weird, so I can't help but think of spring when I see this, and actually there's a typo on your t-shirt. I'm very sorry. Was that the focus because you wanted more technical topics at the beginning, or is it just because you love spring a lot?
You came up with Sasha came up with the idea. I mean, it's based on the annotation, mm-hmm. and it's a pun. That's basically all the story. And
We have this guy at the company who thinks about who often has cool ideas for new T-shirts. Because maybe you saw we have at Codecentric these Clean Code, Dirty Mind T-shirts. That was also his idea, and he came up with Auto Weird sometime. And then when we started a podcast and we needed a name for it, I remembered that and I thought, okay, why don't we just take that? And I added the FM because it's kind of like a radio show or something. And that's how we came up with the logo.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks.
For me, podcasting is a great way to share something and give something back to the community, because software craftsmanship is about the community and discussing things and sharing your thoughts. And I realized that blogging is kind of hard for me. So I can sit down and blog about something very technical, very specific when I have a problem at hand. For example, I'm working with Spring and I don't know, I found a problem with Kribi parameters which have to be passed to local date objects. So that's mm-hmm. that's pretty easy to write that down because you have the solution, you find a solution in the project. So you sit down and, I don't know, take 2 hours and write it. But if I had to write a blog post about, I don't know, software craftsmanship or the value of clean code or something, that would take forever for me because I don't have that in my mind already. And with the podcast, we just sit down, we hit record, and then we just record for, I don't know, half an hour, something.
Half an hour plus something. Half an hour is the time scale for us. It's the target time, but yeah.
Yeah, and then that's the thing. So we don't do much of post-production or something. We just and record.
Basically, we don't do much of preparation. what he said, but yeah, we both blog a bit, but blog, if you produce something that you see written, then it implies for me that it has to be perfect in some kind of way. It has to be polished, and that's if we just hit record and start discussing, we allow ourselves to be imperfect, have mm-hmm. To not overthink things and just think of some ideas. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Just come and join us. People joining the round.
Have a seat if you like.
Yeah, we're recording right now. You're on the show. Welcome.
Yeah.
Sorry, what's your name?
Francisco.
Yeah, hi. We were just talking about podcasting and where we got into podcasting, and it's a great way to share new ideas and stuff like that.
And it's quick. Basically, if we have a topic, we at best have three ideas which we talk about, and then the discussion gets so. Yeah, in a way that we look at the clock and say, oh, it's half an hour. We should stop, but we should start with topic two. And and that worked quite well for us. That I didn't expect that. That's quite easy to fill half an hour with one topic.
But it's just like you are having a beer with a friend and you're just chatting for half an hour. I can easily do that.
Yeah. I think that's what's I don't know if it's special about our podcast, but that's our podcast identity. I don't know that it's not too serious. I think people like that, and there are other podcasts which are more serious, company podcasts or whatever. So people can just choose if they like it, they hear the episode. If they don't like it, they just skip it or go to the next podcast.
Mm.
How do you interact with your army of fans? is there a feedback or?
We use basically Twitter. Twitter mm-hmm. is the platform. We have GitHub. The page or the podcast itself is hosted on GitHub. GitHub pages, and there we have some issues.
Okay.
Something mm-hmm. that we should change in the near future. It doesn't work that well. Because the barrier of entry seems to be
too high.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but people start to come to Twitter and ask us for topics. Say, okay, can you talk about this and that? I think Andreas asked us today if we can do something about mob programming. And maybe we'll do it. Probably we'll do it. We have it on our agenda for a long time now.
Yeah,
we have a Trello board where we put down all the things that may be interesting. And then we sit down and say everything is boring. We don't want to take one of those. And we just decide and get right away. So, for example, this time we have written down pretty much what we want to talk about. That's usually not the thing how we do it.
It's not necessary.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't know. We'll see later. Because we thought it might be interesting to say how we started the project, because mm-hmm. I think people tend to think that it's complicated or that there is a high barrier for starting a podcast, but actually it's pretty easy if you just keep it simple. So the first recording we did after that evening in the bar... I think I sat down with my iPhone headset, the thing that comes with the phone, and you had some headset yourself. I don't know if it was a telephone headset. And we used Zencastr, which is an online platform for recording. So you just log into Zencastr, it's like an online chat room, and then you have a record button and you can record. That's everything you need.
Okay, sounds cool.
Yeah, so it's pretty easy, actually. And then we started by little steps to improve that and add more tech and improve the quality of the recording. Because the iPhone headset, it's pretty okay to start with. But when you really get into this stuff, you want to make it better and better, and you want to have the better sound. And then I think, was it the next step to buy the microphone? I don't know.
Subset of my simple microphone while you're there. What about the microphone on the laptop itself?
I think I started with the microphone on the laptop. And the sound quality wasn't that good. I don't know which bothered me, because I changed it after two episodes. I think the quality of the iPhone headset was a little bit better, because it's nearer to your mouth.
Okay.
And that worked a bit better.
But the problem with the iPhone headset is that when you move, it gets onto your clothes and you have this sounds in the recording. But yeah, so that's why we eventually ended up with such a microphone. There are podcasts which have pretty good headsets, like when you're in a radio studio, you also have such a headset. But they are very, very expensive, because the microphones are very small. And this, for example, what we are using now, it costs 130 euros. So that would be like the next step, which is not too expensive, and which really gives you a boost in when it comes to sound quality.
Normally, we are using a different version, a little bit bigger one that somehow has a little bit better sound quality, but is quite immobile. It's quite big with some sound reduction stuff. And then
came the question where to put the episodes, because if you want to have a podcast, you need an RSS feed. And this RSS feed just references the media files, so the MP3s. And at first we put that on Dropbox, but they had a change in their terms of services. So I think they do you know what they did? I think they removed the public folder.
They simply detected that we were hosting files there. We were not just sharing, but we were hosting files that too many people downloaded.
Ah, okay.
They simply detected that and just cut off the access, the HTTP access to the files without notice. And so yeah.
So yeah, we had our feed, but the episodes weren't reachable anymore.
Well, it's a measure of celebrity. You're not a celebrity.
Yeah,
cut off.
Yeah, we have like, 200 or 300 listeners every episode. We don't know exactly.
Yeah.
It's not so easy to find out. So that was the next step, to get some better insights in how many people are really listening to the podcast. Mm-hmm. And at first we had Dropbox, so there we had no insight at all. Then we had one episode at SoundCloud, I guess. That was what you tried out.
Yeah, but yeah, SoundCloud has a cost model, but it's not feasible for podcasts. Mm-hmm. It's feasible for musicians. You pay for hours of content you have on the platform. They have a 3-hour, 6-hour, and unlimited hour model in the complete lifetime. So, meaning you can store 6 hours of content there. Not per month, not per year, but all in all. Mm-hmm. And that is, for a band, that's perfect. But for a podcast that produces quite regularly, that's quite bad. And it may, if we had chosen this unlimited thing, it might cost round about 50, 60 euros plus a month.
Okay. A month?
Of course, yeah, a month.
Wow, okay. That's expensive, super expensive.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, we didn't do that, but instead the files are now at S3 in AWS, which is... Okay, so we're pretty sure that they will be reachable all the time, forever.
Yeah.
But it's not that easy to get metrics from there. So we have a setup that works somehow, but we really have to sum up GET requests onto those files. It's a little bit...
We are looking for a better solution. There are some providers, but they... I don't know. We are waiting for Podseed to answer, but there we have to find a solution quite quickly to that is not.
It was really important for us that we don't need to host some WordPress or something like that. That's why we put our website on GitHub, in GitHub Pages, because it has no configuration or administration overhead. And because I think if you have WordPress with a plugin for podcasting, it will probably give you better insights into your audience. But
yeah, that's maybe the way we maybe are. Maybe. But yeah,
what have been the greatest difficulties that you guys have encountered?
The greatest difficulty, I guess the greatest thing that bothered us was the Dropbox thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because that outage was not globally, but some users reported, oh, we cannot access, and some reported, of course we can access, and that was some kind of fuzzy, and to really get the...
So what was going on? The time we already had, like, I think 15 episodes, and we had to come up with the S3 infrastructure solution, like, overnight.
Yeah.
You did that almost all by yourself.
Yeah, I did it overnight.
Yeah. But other than that, it's really easy. So,
I wouldn't say it's we have difficulties. We have difficulties finding a time and place to get together, because we found it's better to record at a place and not remotely. Remotely is okay, but sitting together in a room is better. The dialogue gets better. You can see how the other person is reacting, and getting the time. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just that you know, we're recording this. So if you're not okay, okay.
That's good, because I missed the first part. Did you try? Combining it with video calls when you have guests or something like that, and how does that work?
First of all, we normally don't have guests. We have a few episodes with guests, but they're sitting there, and they're sitting in the same room. Mm-hmm. We thought about some more interaction, but we haven't come to a conclusion yet.
Yeah,
basically, we don't know how it might work. If we're honest, if we do that live streaming thing, which would be then necessarily, I don't know yet how that might work. And the other thing is, I don't know that so much people would be interested in it. So we would make some kind of call-in show, and oh, let's wait, who's calling? No one.
Yeah, I think you could do that on Twitch if you want to do it live. I've heard that people are doing it. But yeah, we haven't tried it. You ask what's causing troubles or what's hard about that. I think after we stopped using Zencastr, this online platform we started with, they changed their... No, I think they went from beta to GA.
No.
So beta was for free, and then they had like... 1 hour for free, and then you had to pay, which was okay in the beginning. But when we sat down face to face, we needed new software. So at first we used GarageBand, which comes with the Mac, which is also okay. Mm-hmm. And I don't really know why, but now we're using Reaper, which is a very professional solution for recording. Mm-hmm. And it is kind of complicated, to be honest.
Yeah, first of all, reasons. because you use it. Second thing, indeed, was chapter marks.
Yeah,
okay. That is the software which gives you chapter marks out of the box. That is basically the reason. And the quality of the software is quite good. It's okay. if GarageBand had chapter marks in it, then I would use GarageBand.
Yeah. So I've heard of podcasts using... I had the name in mind, like 2 seconds ago.
Okay.
A software?
Audacity.
Audacity, yeah. Yeah, I think Audacity is quite complicated. I've used Audacity for guitar recording, if I remember. I've used it once. But it's more complicated compared to GarageBand. And on the other hand, it doesn't have that podcast focus like Reaper, or we're using a Reaper plugin that gives you some podcast workflow system, which where you can basically just do things step by step. And in Audacity, you have to do quite a lot manually. But it's possible, of course. If you're the Audacity guy, then use it. I wouldn't use it, to be honest.
Yeah, but I would always recommend, if you want to start with it, to start as simple as possible. Yeah. So probably just start with either GarageBand or Zencaster, and with the microphone you have at hand, and try it out if it's fun for you. Because that's always what we're telling people: just start simple and don't get all the tech into the thing up front. And then people come to us and say, "Yeah, I've ordered a new microphone and I've bought that software and I'm doing that thing."
Funny thing is, a colleague of us is talked to us at the conference. I guess he always wanted to do a podcast. Bought stuff, bought crazy equipment, even set up a room in his house. And what he didn't do is record a podcast. And now he starts starts doing a podcast, but only using his iPhone and some platform I can't remember yet. But a platform which easily allows you to record easily 5-10 minute clips of audio. And just click on publish, and everything gets done for you, and with iTunes integration, and that works quite well for him. And now he's quite successful. I guess he's, I think, way more successful than us.
Really? I don't know.
I guess so.
I heard the first episode a few days ago.
I guess. No.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. Do we have something else on our table? No.
I have a question. So, how do you get the word out?
Mainly Twitter. That's, I guess, the main platform. Then, our internal company Slack. It's too important, I guess, as it should be. We have some of our listeners are colleagues of Concentric, and we have an internal Slack channel where quite a lot discussion takes place.
Yes. Would be great to have that publicly
available. Yeah, that would be better. And some we use the some marketing mechanisms from our company if we see fit, but not that.
Yeah, they wrote a blog post about the podcast, and we have quite a lot of readers on the company blog. So that was, I think, it was quite good for the.
Yeah, they do some retweeting every now and then. Yeah. Which is noticeable.
Are you on iTunes as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that complicated?
Oh, you did it.
It's actually pretty easy. All you have to do, they have a special website, podcast.itunes.com or whatever. And you have to only give them your RSS feed, and then they validate it, and I don't know if there are really human beings involved, but they do some checks. I don't know.
Somewhere there are human beings.
Yeah. You have to mark your podcast at as explicit or not. So to be sure, we marked it as explicit. But I don't know if there's really somebody listening through the episodes, because our podcast is in German, so I don't think that they have employees that speak every language on the planet. So I don't really know. But all you have to do to answer that question, you have to have an RSS feed and put that, register that at iTunes. The hard part was to get our feed XML right, because they expected to have a certain format, because Apple, they have their own custom RSS iTunes podcast format, I don't know. So I had to figure a little bit with that to get the XML in the right structure. But I think that's because we are creating the XML file using Jekyll on GitHub, because the XML is also generated from the Jekyll pages. And for that reason, I really had to go into the XML stuff and do that. I think if you're using a plugin for WordPress, for example, that will probably create a valid XML for you, so that you just have to register that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
No problem.
Do you listen to podcasts?
Yes, a lot.
Okay, but you're not doing a podcast yet.
No, I'm not podcasting, but it's something that I am pondering about.
Okay.
If there would be the opportunity.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean the opportunity is ahead, so you just have to start.
Well, yeah, but I don't want to do it by myself.
Okay.
And it would not be about technology. And
okay,
I need to see if another person that's interested.
Okay.
What would it be about?
Gaming.
Gaming. Okay.
Board games.
Board games.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
I think here at the Socrates there would potentially be many, many people.
Yeah, but none of them work with me.
Not yet.
No, I have something in my mind. I will see. But it's useful to have a lot of information. And I think the suggestion to start simple is really, really good. and to know that the microphone on the laptop is not that great. But
yeah,
maybe it's good for the first episode.
Yeah, you can give it a try. And if you like the sound, then why just don't continue with it?
I think the important part is not to get first episodes at the best technical way possible, but to just get them, to just try it, get a feeling, and if it works for you, then it's perfect, and then,
yeah.
But normally, as what we experience as a nerd, you want to have the latest shiny technical stuff, and you simply have to buy stuff, and even if it is not
necessary.
Not 100% necessary, perhaps.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like in software development, right? You don't build it perfect the first time, but you build the simplest thing that you can think of.
Yeah, iterate.
Yeah, exactly.
What would you talk about board gaming? Would you talk about a game or a specific board game of a board game you'd like to build or?
So something that I'm doing at the current company and the company I was before, which happened to have merged, is lunchtime board gaming. So we would play a game at lunchtime, and what I was thinking, as I listen to like 10, 12 different gaming podcasts, and what I was thinking as a format is a very short, like half an hour, on this is one game that we played at lunchtime, and this is what we think about.
And you have a title already. I think lunchtime board game is not that bad of a title.
Can delete this part so no one sees the game. But yeah, that would be the idea. Of course, I need to actually have a person below to do that, and I don't have them at this moment. But that's the idea. I'm thinking about it, and that's why I'm here, listening about how to make a podcast the simplest possible way.
Yeah.
Okay. You said you also have an idea for podcasting.
No, not really. It was one of these things which started over a few drinks.
Ah, okay.
But,
that are the best ideas.
It is
podcast.
Much less formed and there is no topic.
Okay.
It was a general, we could make a podcast. But in the same way, like, we could write a book. Or, we could go diving in the Maldives. This is the same kind of, let's do that.
Yeah, podcasting is probably easier than writing a book right away.
Right, yeah, so I've heard.
And blogging is even easier than podcasting because you need less equipment.
Yeah, we talked about that in the beginning, and I tend to disagree, because it's easier for me to just sit down and speak than writing a text. Because
you do the editing?
We don't do editing.
No.
You don't do editing?
No.
Oh my god, this blows my mind. I can have a podcast because the editing is what I'm scared of.
No, we actually, two or three times we deleted some stuff where things got overboard. We got too emotional and then we just...
He was crying and then...
Yeah, I was just sitting sobbing in the corner. And but we three times in 23, 4 blah episodes.
Yeah.
Then a few seconds. We don't do editing.
You have an intro and outro.
Yeah, but that is a template which you just apply. And we have an online platform which does some audio processing, and that's it. Then we do some post processing. We make chapter marks. That is a little bit. You have to listen to the whole thing again, but
we just started that at the beginning. We didn't even have chapter marks, but. People complained that the beer talk in the beginning, when we start and we discuss the beer that we are drinking, that it's too long and not interesting for them.
What?
So they wanted to have chapter marks, and I think you bought this app to set chapter marks, and the first time we just had one chapter mark.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, exactly.
And but for two or three episodes now, I'm going through the episode and try to identify topics so that people can really see what's going on in the episode. And then we just write a little text and look for some links that we can put into the show notes. And that's everything that we do from post-production.
Apology if you already covered this, but the preparation that you do for each episode...
Basically none. we have a Trello.
Sounds good to me.
My understanding is that they take a lot of notes on what to speak about, and then they speak about something else.
We have a Trello list where we have potentially topics. Then we sit together, browse through the potential topics, decide none of them is right, and then we choose something else. Then we sit together. Have we something to talk about? No. Just hit record, and then it happens to fill half an hour.
Yeah, right? I think it's really easier to do a podcast with two people. I know some podcasts where it's just one person, but if you have to do a monologue, it's kind of hard. So if you are the two of us, if I don't know what to talk about next, then maybe he comes up with an idea.
Yeah.
And yeah,
basically. That's a lie that we don't know exactly what we want to talk about, but we have maybe two or three ideas each which we want to talk about, and that's more than enough to fill this half an hour space. And we always plan to just land at half an hour, but
we never do it.
Yeah.
In the beginning, we were afraid that we don't have enough content for one episode, but. It always worked out.
So I have to second you. That's it's easier than blogging for me too. It's because we don't want our content to be polished. So it's okay for us if our discussion is the thing that we want to transmit. And if I do a blog, then it has to be somehow polished.
Makes sense. Yeah, but that's kind of what always put me off of the editing part of it. I'm a perfectionist, so it's like I don't even start stuff because I get too anxious.
you could just listen into one of our episodes if it seems unperfect for you, or if it's okay for you. So if it's okay, then maybe it's okay to record an episode without. Post-editing. I don't know.
Makes sense.
Would you... did you have a topic in mind? What you would you do a podcast about?
Give it to me.
Oh my god.
I'm going to talk about software crafting.
Okay.
My opinions on it. But yeah, I would also want to do it in the dialogue. I kind of form my ideas through talking, and I have some friends that I have really long conversations with where I'm during the conversation, like, this is such a profound conversation, I wish that someone would record it.
Yeah.
It's a lot of things about philosophy, really, like, you know, why do we do this kind of work? Sometimes it's about pop culture stuff, like TV shows and stuff, and sometimes it's about relationships or experiences we've had. But yeah, definitely process through talking.
Okay. That sounds pretty diverse.
I know. I would totally first pick a topic and pick a person to kind of co-host with. Like, I don't want to just ramble on about anything.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just thinking whether I would like that, to have a podcast that is so diverse in topics, because usually I'm interested in video games or something, then I want a podcast where they only talk about video games.
Exactly. I'm currently listening to a podcast. So usually I get out of listening to podcasts because Netflix was offering a download function, but then it stopped working really properly, so I got back into podcasts. Well, we could take a lot of plane travel and they can't have internet during that. And I'm listening to Screen Testing, and it's the podcast done by some people I know from the testing community, and they talk about TV shows and films and about the testing stuff, the coding stuff that is in part of these shows. And it's really cool. And they kind of draw conclusions or parallels to real life. And like, this is an example of an angry product owner. It's kind of fun.
Okay.
They have a lot of knowledge about movies and stuff, so it's really cool.
That comes together with the Netflix download stuff.
That's the thing, like, Netflix downloads don't work anymore for me, so I can't watch stuff on my phone anymore, so I'm back to listening to podcasts.
Okay.
It's really nice for commuting, and because you can download them and listen to them while you're walking or doing stuff.
Yeah, I also listen a lot to podcasts when I'm in the car. Okay, so if there are no questions, then I think that's it for this session.
Yeah, do we have the outro ready?
No.
I
can stop the recording and then play it for the people, okay?
Okay, all
right. So thank you.
To me.